And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 8 times a week, and they get to say everything.
What? Dude, you scared me. You're like loud.
I was a little scared too. I didn't want to admit it, but I'm glad I was out of nowhere. Why is he singing
he
like
got
that?
Loud. I'm like,
I was trying
my.
To beat the lyrics.
All right, here we go.
And now, the Big D and
Big D
Bubba
and Bubba
Weekly
have
podcast.
A show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the
podcast. On their minds, they have an extra podcast. One. That's how we get the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
He has really great hips.
Thank you, Big D.
You're welcome.
That's this week's gold. He has really great hips.
He has really great hips.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
He has really great hips.
And he has really great hips.
Oh, it's so great.
So,
okay,
Patrick,
we got a package.
Yes, Marianne, send us a package. Our favorite you guys, the rest of the listeners, you need to catch up.
Yeah.
Marianne is like by far the best person.
She has moved up because of this. She is listener number one of the 17 listeners.
Sends us stuff for birthdays, for holidays. This is for Easter,
I
believe.
We should encourage people to do that.
I do.
We'll eat her. We eat like her food. We eat.
Yeah.
Well, we also know her.
Make it and send it.
She has it sent to us from somewhere else. It's already made.
So while Patrick is doing this, I do want to let you know if you're watching the podcast right now on Facebook, you're missing out on half of it again because those who are going to be listening to the podcast. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, at the end of this episode today, we have a really cool thing. Jordan Davis is going to be featured at the very end. So country star Jordan Davis will have an interview at the end. What are you doing?
So
it's taking you forever to get
this plastic off. Because you're talking.
Patrick has lost 80 pounds.
He had.
He gained
19 pounds in 12 days.
When he went on vacation into Europe. So now he is back and...
I have not gotten on the wagon. And I was thinking I was going to get on the wagon today. And so far today...
Have you had any carbs?
No, I've had no carbs. I have only had a protein shake for breakfast.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you're back on the wagon.
Well, it depends on what Marianne sent in this box.
Oh... So,
So
Patrick can go
this
either way.
This is a styrofoam, cooler box.
Obviously.
It's obviously, whatever it is, it is being kept fresh.
I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah, because that's the same kind of box Big D's birthday thing
came in.
Here's cheesecake from Junior's.
And if it's cheesecake.
We're eating that.
Y'all can kiss that wagon goodbye.
So let's see.
I'm not going to fall.
What's on your list? Wait, don't open it yet. So what are the ones that will definitely put you over?
If it's cheesecake you're in?
Cheesecake?
Oh, I mean, seriously, there could be almost anything in this box.
What if it's fresh fruit?
Which she sent.
Fresh fruit, I would still want to eat, yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually the one who
finishes
that. And
that's not bad.
Off.
Okay, was there anything that won't put you over?
I don't know. I don't know what's in there. I mean, until I see it, I can't really tell you.
Like if it's pickles, you hate pickles.
Oh, it's pickles. I'm not going to eat the pickle. Well,
if it's pickles, pass it here, homie.
So pretty much what you're saying is, no matter what's in that box,
you're going to get off the wagon.
Well, that's unfortunate.
If it's shellfish, I can't eat it because I'm allergic. And if
pass
it's pickles,
it
I'm not going to eat
what
it.
What happens if you eat
I die. Oh. It's no big deal.
Okay. Do we have an EpiPen here?
We don't.
We should probably get
one. I mean, what are the chances of
me
eating crab by accident in the studio?
Who knows? What if somebody comes in wearing crab perfume and you breathe it?
No, I'll be fine.
Crab. Everyone loves the smell of crab.
Well, you know, wow. Vanessa, you smell just like shrimp. That is
a dude with his cologne.
I don't know.
See
what it is.
All right.
Are we ready? Yeah.
Yes.
It is. Oh, my God. I think I get to eat what's in this box and...
Stay on your diet?
Stay on my diet.
What?
This box right here says, world's best cheese sampler. It's cheese.
Oh.
Wow. Please be cheese.
This is the best day for you.
Oh my gosh.
It says
you're about to enjoy a selection of the world's best cheeses. And it is cheese. Look at all the cheese. Oh, it's got bread. No, I'm done. Bye-bye.
Give that one here.
Bye, wagon.
I'll take the bread.
We have brie.
I don't like brie.
Gouda.
I don't like brie either.
Brie.
I don't like brie, but I love
brie. Is nasty.
Brie just is like, it's like a body fluid.
We have a fig spread.
It's got the smell of
a nasty.
Manchego, whatever.
Oh, Manchego.
I love Manchego. He was great in Heat.
Horseradish pasteurized aged Joe cheddar Manchego. Cheese.
I know what you meant. I did not know what you meant.
Oh, look at this. Got little little French bread.
Oh,
man.
Little baby French bread.
Oh, I want to eat this so bad.
Don't eat me.
Should we open it? Should we eat the cheese?
Yeah.
You're so
I don't
funny,
have a knife.
Man.
Oh, yeah. We are doing the podcast a day early this week, too, for those of you who are a little confused. Patrick, where'd he go?
He's fired up, man.
He's going, oh, getting a knife or something?
He's fired up.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got a knife.
Got him a knife.
Got me a knife.
He's going to open up some cheese.
You want a diet? Why don't you get some chopsticks?
Yeah.
Nothing will teach you to eat less than chopsticks because you just can't.
You want to try the horseradish.
You can't eat fast. You can't gorge yourself.
Cheddar cheese?
Do not.
Horseradish what? What is that?
Horseradish aged cheddar cheese.
Yeah, I love that. Horseradish always gives me that little nose thing.
I don't want any.
You don't want any cheese?
No, because it gives me funky breath.
So? You gotta get in somebody's face?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. The world.
I like cheese. Woo, woo, woo.
I do too.
Remember the Brack song from Space Ghost?
Yeah, it was beans.
Oh, it was beans.
If you get cheese, if you just eat cheese, you guys are gonna have nasty, like.
Oh wow, that is some strong cheese.
Mm. Hey, don't double dip.
Horseradish.
No. Don't double dip.
I'm not double dip. I have a knife.
No thanks. Y'all are gross.
Oh,
horse. Horseradish.
You didn't lick that, did you?
No,
cheese.
I didn't.
He did lick
Try
it.
That.
He licked that.
Try
dude.
That.
Bubba, he licked that. I saw him lick it. You ate it. Oh, man. It's like y'all kissed with your horseradish.
Oh, wow. This is really good.
You know what I was saying?
Man, y'all going to stink it up in here. Don't breathe.
I was telling D
don't
that
breathe.
He's wrong about the stinky breath, but you know what?
Dead on.
With this cheese, I am because that
it's
is some
with
strong.
Any cheese. You can get a mild cheese, and it still puts a musty cheese breath on
no,
you.
No, this is going to be like a horseradish breath. Hey, Matt Lockley wants to know, does Patrick always have travel cutlery on his person at all times?
Yes. Don't you? Don't you have?
No. I have spare straws, like in my car. I have spare straws for like, how many times do you get a drink from some kind of fast food place and they forget it? Or coffee or whatever. I always have to have straws.
I keep forks, spoons, and Tabasco sauce with me at all times.
I keep a spare McDonald's ice cream machine in my car because, you know, it's always broken.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Oh, wait, you got to do it right.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
All right, welcome to McDonald's.
Whoa. How about this? How about when they do that pre-recorded thing and then it goes to the real person and it's not even close?
Welcome to McDonald's. Someone will be with you shortly.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm going to start asking him. I'm going to start going,
can I talk to the first guy? I can understand him.
Can you put McDonald's
on? Now, put the other guy on. Put David on.
David don't work here. David worked at the company off now.
He's in management.
Yeah, is the ice cream machine broken there?
Ice cream machine.
Hey, did you go to McDonald's in England?
I did, in Wales.
Did their ice cream machine work?
I didn't.
Dude, you should have done. That would have been a great video.
That would have been a great video. Hello, I am in Wales.
Somebody didn't get ice cream, but they didn't blend the McFlurry. They had the spoon in it and everything, and they just poured the Oreos on top of it. I'm like, I don't know how to use the machine.
So it was like a root beer float?
Yeah. It was kind of
ice cream with Oreos poured on
with
top.
With Oreos, crumbled Oreos on top.
Gina on Facebook says,
McFlurry.
I love feet cheese. I think she meant feta, mm-hmm. I'm hoping. Feet cheese is great.
You ever pick your finger and you put it in between your toes?
I went to McDonald's. I love feet cheese.
This is the Manchego. You want some of this, bub?
Uh-huh. I want
more. He flat out ate it. Marianne.
Dude, this is the best day ever.
It's not the best day
cheese,
ever.
Man.
It is nice of her, though, to send
break
that.
You a piece off of that.
So
break
now, Marianne, I'm curious why you would send cheese for Easter.
What's the Easter cheese?
Cheester.
I think this is for Easter.
Cheester, bro.
Oh, yes.
Nothing says Easter like Cheester.
Yeah, Cheester.
Now you're in the program.
You eating that whole chunk of cheese, Patrick?
He has really great hips.
Dude, that's a big old... You ain't taking a turd for days with that.
Hey, Gina actually said, no, I really do love feet cheese.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's weird.
Thanks. You know what I like about Patrick?
What do you like about Patrick?
I set you up for it.
What?
The gold.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you? Let's do it again.
You know what I really like about Patrick?
What do you like about Patrick?
He has really great hips.
Who were you saying that about?
He was talking about some, well, it's even worse. He's talking about some kid who's a baseball player. Remember that kid who hit that, it was like 400 foot or 350.
It was on the last
bomb.
Podcast. You weren't here for that. You were off in England, McDonald's about, yeah. with their broken ice cream machine.
But yeah, anyway. So thank you, Marianne, for sending that. You're really sweet. Really do appreciate that. Yeah, we are doing the podcast early.
There
we're going to
be a cheese song.
We're going to be LA County Air Show this weekend. Where I hear that they are doing an unveiling of some
That's
sort.
That's what we keep hearing. Somebody keeps telling us that there's an unveiling of sorts of a new aircraft that hasn't been showcased, which I would like to see.
Is this going to be an aircraft or a drone?
Both are aircraft.
Is it a drone and aircraft? Or is it primary? I think, shouldn't everything from here on be drones?
No. No, there's some things that you, like as
Why?
Far as we...
Why?
Okay. You ever play Pac-Man?
No.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay. If you play Pac-Man, you can learn the... Oh, look at that.
Oh, gosh.
Amber, no, so
Amber just discovered cheese? The cheese.
That's strong.
Hey, you can take the brie. You could have all the brie you want. So anyway, yeah. But if you ever
play horseradish,
yeah,
horseradish is
yeah. I'll take the horseradish. I love that.
I want that here.
Here, break off the part where you bit, and then I'll take the rest.
It's a chick. You'll do that.
No,
that's your rules.
No, but
Bubba has like rules like Dexter. Like there are things that he will and won't do. He'll eat after a woman. He'll drink after a chick, but he won't drink after a dude.
It's just wrong.
Ever.
The only dudes I drink after
is your dad.
My dad and Dick Marcinko.
Oh, yeah, you drank after Dick Marcinko, but you drank a Bombay Sapphire after Dick Marcinko.
I mean, yeah, which, you know, it's pretty much sterile. The alcohol killed that.
If you know who Dick Marcinko is, Google it.
Yeah, bad dude.
So, yeah, I think the way I see it, I think every aircraft from here on out should be a drone. Because what's the point of having a human? Why are we putting our guys and gals in danger?
Okay, what I was going to say is this, is sometimes you need that. You know, you can have all the intelligence you want from cameras and whatnot, but human intelligence, the human picks up on things that a computer can't.
Sure.
Okay. I am so sorry for anybody listening to us eating throughout this
I
whole thing.
I think they can smell it through the speaker.
Right.
Smell
but,
this one.
But like I was saying is, okay, let's say in a dogfight scenario, let's say we have something that's up there and it can dogfight, like a drone fighter. Well, if you ever play Pac-Man and all these kind of things, there are patterns. And once you learn the patterns, you can beat the game. And I would think that anything you do, there's going to be an algorithm that says you do this when this does that, and you do this when that, you know what I'm saying? So over time, it's like a deeply inside programmed deal to where there's a flaw.
Yeah.
A human doesn't do that. We react completely off the cuff.
Yeah.
We're
right.
Unpredictable.
So hopefully we'll see some kind of really cool American firepower this weekend that's been being unveiled, plus just all the other aircraft, too. So it's a great air show. The L.A. County Air Show, if you can get to it, is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
I just hope the dirt dries up. It's been crazy flooding.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll have to spray it down this year.
Amber, what's going on with you?
grab that microphone right there.
Some dude just said, I'd eat after her. She's hot.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm going to let it happen.
So, what's going on with you? What's are you dating?
No, I'm not dating. I'm trying to
Why don't you move the big giant thing in front of you?
I'm trying to use Bumble, but I get like terrible, terrible people replying to me. Like I'll start off with something really innocent. She's like, hi, I'm Amber. And then men come out of nowhere to be extremely offensive. I'm like, where did this come from and why?
How fast does it take? Like 0 to 60 to go from really cool, maybe possibly sweet, to total dumbass?
Literally usually one message.
Really?
These guys come in hot.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know. It's pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie. And then, like, what I'll do is I match with these people. And so on Bumble, you have 24 hours. Like, you send them a message. You have 24 hours to send them a message, and they have 24 hours to respond. So I'll go through. I'll get, like, 10 matches. I'm like, oh, this is great. So I'll, like, send all 10 of them a match. And by the next day, it's like all of them have expired. Nobody's replied to me. I'm like, well.
Do you think they're real people or are they bots? Or
No, I think they're real people. I mean, maybe people just don't use it often. I don't know. I don't know how to date because all of my friends like go out to bars and meet boys, but I don't think I'm not good in that setting. Like,
but that's what you do for a living, is you talk to people and.
Yeah, I know, but it's just it's weird. It's really not my thing to just go out and be nice.
Why is it like, no different than doing a red carpet thing? Because you have to just be nice to someone you don't
know.
That's
hard. The red carpet thing?
I hate the red carpet.
Hard. I don't like it.
Red carpets are the worst.
They're the worst.
It really does suck.
It's rough.
It's not a glamorous thing.
No. It's like you're just... Every year when we do a red carpet, I always take a picture before like the red carpet because usually I'm like sitting down in a really beautiful dress like with my shoes off eating like a taco or something. Sitting on the ground.
You can have all of this one.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Super funky.
That horseradish. That was not okay. I did not like that.
That horseradish cheese.
And I got it
extra
all,
funk on
baby.
It.
Did. What other kinds of cheese do you got? I'm like a lurker right now.
And Gouda, but I put them in the fridge.
But what's the matter? It's not Gouda enough for you?
Hey.
That's right. Waka, waka, waka. I felt like we had enough cheese for today.
I don't want
that
any cheese.
That horseradish just that knocked me out, man.
I love it.
He has really great
hips. It's not bad. It's just.
It's really
he has
good.
Really great hips.
Honestly, like, I had work to do in my studio, and I just came in here for cheese.
Hey, Carson.
Hi.
You guys know what I like about Patrick?
What?
He has really great hips.
Pretty good joke.
What other cheese we got here?
Patrick,
that's all I got.
They put the other stuff away.
There's some brie. You want some brie?
I do enjoy brie.
Well, It's in the fridge. You can have it.
It's all yours.
A little Patrick discussion.
You guys don't like brie?
No.
I don't like brie.
What? Oh, really?
I'll tell you later. It'll change your life.
Whatever. I'll toss it.
Okay. Patrick went on vacation, and the whole thing was he was in England and Great Britain for 11 days, and we had a wager before he left that he would gain X amount of pounds while he was gone. And I said you would gain 22. He did not. Carson, what was your guess? What was
13.
Your number? Big D, you were?
I forget.
15. Amber had 16.
I had 16.
She was pretty close.
She was the closest without going under or without going over, yeah. Like on The Price is Right?
No, we had people that were,
yeah,
I think we had
people.
17 and 18.
Yeah.
Patrick gained 19 pounds in 11 days. In 11 days. That's insane.
Are you back on your diet now, though?
Well, he was going to be on his diet.
But then
well, he's told me for the past 3 days that he's going to go on a diet tomorrow.
But cheese doesn't have carbs.
Yeah, so okay. I was gonna cheat because I didn't know what I thought it might be a cheesecake, but it was actual cheese. So far,
yeah, sure,
you
okay.
Cake out of this.
I'm on my diet. I'm doing okay.
Yeah,
but there are these little pieces of bread that I haven't opened yet.
Oh, that would be for the brie.
Fig spread
for the brie.
To what spread?
You put figs.
Uh-huh.
Brie.
On brie.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you put on the horseradish? Because that's what I got.
I don't think you do.
I don't think that'd be
no,
good.
No, like if you can get a puff pastry baked around the brie and you put a fig spread in it before you bake it,
what kind
top
of,
notch. What?
Can you do that?
I'm
By
a
the
fancy
way, you know what
person.
I learned about Carson? Carson watches QVC.
QVC?
I do. I watch QVC.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that about Carson.
Do you order stuff or you just watch it?
I order my makeup and I order my hair stuff off QVC.
Every time I'm flipping channels, I stop and they're always selling that gigantic collection of knives. You know what I'm talking about? They're like, it's a 280 set collection of knives.
I mean,
it comes with samurai swords and ninja katanas.
It's not like it's on in my house all the time. I do go for specific shows. you know, whether it's
there's
gourmet holiday.
I didn't know that.
Gourmet holiday in the kitchen with David. I will do the find.
Say it right.
I'll do in the kitchen with David. The find with Sean Killinger. You know, if they're doing Wen, which is my hair stuff. They do It Cosmetics, which is my makeup. So I will watch their shows.
I had no idea.
I do.
Who knew?
I know.
Only time I've watched QVC is on YouTube when they had that guy who gets on that ladder and it collapses. Have you seen that?
Yes. No. I can watch that.
He's like, and this, and he curls across it. He like puts it up towards like in the shape of like a U or something, upside down U. He's like, and this is so strong. You can literally, I can literally crawl across this. And the girl's like, okay, go ahead. And so he goes, and then it collapses and he falls.
And he just,
that is
bam.
So great.
It is so good.
Not that strong.
The best part about that video, though, is
he has really great hips. Yeah, he does have great hips. Oh, QVC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those I would just go right by. I don't have cable, so I don't get QVC.
Well, part of I was telling Patrick, actually, the reason I like to watch them is because they will talk for 12 minutes about a product, whatever item they're selling. And I watch it thinking, how can I talk differently? How can I stretch something?
One thing.
Yeah, that's why I listen to sports talk. Like, is there anything worse than like when March Madness is over, that week between there's no basketball, there's no baseball, and these sports guys have to just fill up time with nothing.
Yeah.
And I love listening to what they manage to pull out because
Black Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game, where there's no baseball, no football, no hockey, no basketball. There's no
nothing.
Sports.
And I do. I like to listen to see what they do to fill up time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You really take your job more seriously than the rest of us.
I mean, we don't do that. Let me tell you about this fig spread, though. It's in a tiny jar. Now, the jar.
Could you sell this to us?
Okay, it's not tiny, it's petite. It's
the thing
petite
is, you
jar.
Have to kind of hold it up to the side of your face because right now you would be covering your mouth. Yes.
Why don't you give it to her and let her do it?
Yeah, go ahead, Carson, sell
us this fig spread.
The Dalmata fig spread. This. Do you see the size of this? I know you're thinking it's small, but in actuality, this is going to last you the better part of 3 months. You don't need a lot. A little bit will go a long way with flavor. Now, they are known for their quality. They've been around since 1927. Nobody's around that long without making an amazing product. And I know what you're thinking. Carson, can it really be that good?
Wow.
You are really good at this.
Carson is leaving us to go work for QVC.
Did you notice we are all completely sucked in?
Like, oh my God.
We were like, what is she
going to
say next? What will she say?
I know what you're thinking.
Like, you have it down.
That's my favorite part. I know what you're thinking. Carson, is it really that good? That's my favorite.
Patrick literally picked this up and was like, is it really 1927?
Really?
Well, I think Patrick would like to buy some.
My favorite is when they get a company and they're like, well, you know it's quality because they established back in 2013.
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
That's 5 years. Like, how is that known for quality?
So is that part of the shtick is they bring up how long they've been around, just kind of to stall?
Yeah, what is it, the Germac cherries? This is why I know Germac cherries have been around since like the turn of the 19th century.
You would know the exact year or two.
The things you pick up.
Well, we learned a lot about you.
And about this fig spread.
Is there a whiskey show? Host that.
Yesterday, they had Mr. Wonderful selling his wine.
I don't think
they can sell hard liquor.
What you need to do is get on Shark Tank, dude.
Who?
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah,
We've had him on the show.
Kevin O'Leary?
We've had Kevin O'Leary on the show before.
I didn't think we did. I thought we had the other guy.
We had Kevin O'Leary. We had Robert Hershevek.
Hershevek, who is our favorite.
We had Mark Cuban on.
And
Mark Cuban gave me a cell phone number, and I've never called him still.
Oh, wow.
What's the lady's name? I've forgotten her name.
Barbara?
No, not Barbara.
We had Lori.
Lori.
Did we have Lori?
Yeah, we had Lori.
And you also had the Spanx lady who guests as a shark.
Who's your favorite shark? Like, out of all the sharks, if you had to pick one
Robert
to hang Hershevek. Out with.
Yeah,
really?
Hershevek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would
Those
hang out
eyes?
With that guy.
Oh, my gosh. He's...
Okay, first of all, I didn't say that. Carson said that. Carson, I'm like, that's a cool dude. We could hang. Carson's like,
those eyes.
Oh, he's... I like him.
And I know what you're
he
thinking.
He loves pickles because he's Croatian.
Are his eyes dreamy? Yes, they are.
Just telling you.
Big D, do you ever watch Shark Tank?
I've never seen it.
Really?
Never?
Oh, great.
I mean, I know what it's about.
Yeah.
I've seen parts of it. I couldn't tell you the people on it.
My grandma watches it religiously, and she'll call me and be like, okay, so I was watching Shark Tank. There's this thing that you can buy now. And she'll go into great detail about like a terrible product. I'm like, Grandma, I don't think that's a really good product. Like there for a while, she was like, there are these, they're like, you wear them underneath your dresses and they're long. And I was like, so it's basically like a, it's like a tank top kind of thing. She was like, yeah, but like a little bit longer. I think we should buy a whole bunch of them.
So it's like a tank top slip camisole.
Yes.
All together.
And she was just absolutely amazed by it. She thought it was the greatest thing that had ever been invented.
See, I will watch Shark Tank. I'll watch the reruns on CNBC and then I will Google the products to see if they ever took off. There's so many defunct Twitter accounts and Facebook pages that haven't been updated in 4 years because the product just didn't sell.
Wow.
And then there's ones that you see and you're like, nobody bought this. And nope, they're thriving.
No, I'll tell you, I buy so much stuff off of Shark Tank. I'll see stuff, and immediately after the show, I'm that person who drives the sales when they can't keep up with it. But, like, I bought those little screen repair kits.
Oh,
where you
yeah.
Just, you take a, it's a little square, and you get a hole in the screen, like a window screen, and you take the square, and you just hold it up to the screen, and you hit it with a blow dryer, a hair dryer, and it sticks to the screen. It patches the hole.
Which is so much better than trying to re-screen something.
Oh, yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Bubba, does it fix the hole?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Have you seen the drywall patch that
yeah.
they sold? I bought that when I was selling my house. That thing worked like a charm. It was fantastic.
Really?
Oh, it was like $4.
Oh,
super
I am
cheap.
Feeling a little bit of the cheese funk right now. Like, I shouldn't have eaten that much cheese. Bubba's over there. Bubba is killing that horseradish cheddar.
I
he's
have much
seriously,
left.
Oh my God, he's eating almost the entire thing. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't handle it.
I won't be able to poop for a week, but I'll be good.
Yeah, all right.
I really want to go get that brie, though, out of the fridge.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
The brie out
me
of
and
the
Damon
fridge.
John need to hang. Mm. Like, I think he's, like, out of all of them, I think he's the coolest one. Because he never really gets excited. I've seen him get mad a couple times.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get excited. And I think he's a cool dude. What's the matter? What you got?
He opened a fig.
Big spread.
Now talk about the aroma.
Now the
even just smelling
the aroma,
it.
And you can see the seed.
And you know it's fresh because you heard the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That this is made in Croatia, which I
where
don't know
Robert
where
Robert Hirschevec's family is
from. I don't know
from.
Where that is, but I think that is in fact where Robert Hirschevec's mm-hmm. family is from, Croatia. Croatia, of course, which is next to.
Felicia.
Yes. Felicia.
Yes. Croatia is next to Felicia. Thank you, Bubba.
That's
I know what
for.
You're thinking. You're thinking, do
now,
Croatians
see, this is not,
make good figs?
This is yes, not processed fig. You no. see the seeds. That's how you know. It's 100% fruit. It's our patented process.
You really are good at this.
You are.
Yeah, you'll be gone in a year. She'll have it. Guys.
Okay.
QVC called. Oh my gosh. I'm on my way.
What do you do, though, when they have the food shows? Sometimes I watch and I go, what if you don't like the food they're trying to sell?
Oh, and you're the host?
Yeah, because every host does the same thing. They take a bite and make that face, and I'm like, ugh, what if you're trying to get me? And I'm like, ugh, I don't have a poker face. That's part of the problem.
Now,
like,
I don't
gross.
Like this,
yeah,
but she does.
It's not good.
But the way now, it's selling on the website seems like a lot of you do, so yeah.
Are you cutting that piece for me? Or
heck no.
What are y'all cutting now?
For you?
What
the
is
brie?
That?
You
oh,
brie?
Ooh, no.
We could have warmed it up.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can eat it cold, but.
Well, I'm going to eat it cold.
We are learning.
You know, you can
again,
eat the rind.
Far too
I
much.
I want to eat the rind.
Okay.
You can eat the rind?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. He has really great hips. Don't encourage him.
That's the best.
Do I put the cheese? Do I make like a little brie sandwich with
yeah, you sandwich.
So it's a brand.
What about with the.
I would put some fig on it fig for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so.
Like,
happy
if you're
going to
do this,
cheese.
Fig it up.
That's
the
what we do.
Of my day right now.
Just fig it up.
Yeah.
Every day. Fig it up.
Yeah, I was on QVC yesterday. Lobster tails. What? $300.
What?
How many 18. Were they selling? Now, what's worth? Okay,
which I guess
those
is
numbers,
a good price, but oh my God.
The numbers. But the numbers they always put up there. Oh, and you see the little numbers, like how many units have sold or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that real or is that doctored a little bit?
I don't know.
What if they don't sell anything? It's like,
yeah.
Just like little counter just stays at zero.
No yeah. way it's real.
No.
No.
All
way
I know is
real.
When she's trying to sell me lobster tails and they're $300, I'm like, I don't know who you think I am. But no.
You know what's really good with these little breads and this cheese?
What?
the Croatian fig spread. Wow. It's delicious.
It would be. I steer you wrong?
They've been around since 1927. And it has the, look at the seeds. You can tell it's.
It's real 100%. It's real. This is not, God, we're not putting in delicious. Artificial ingredients. This nothing is, you can't pronounce.
This, that's that what they say? Yeah. Nothing you can't pronounce. Listen, this
unless
is,
you can't pronounce Croatia. If you can't well, pronounce Croatia, you got an
pretty
issue.
Sure, pretty sure there's lots you can't say Croatia.
Try that.
It's Croatia? Crotia?
I don't care. I don't want it.
It's really good.
You're touching the food. Why would I eat it?
Don't eat the part I touched. Just eat
I want,
the
no, I'm not going to eat that, Patrick.
Of course you ate like, it because you
like
touched
my mother.
It.
Eat this. I don't want to eat it. Eat it. Just try it. I don't want to. Have you ever had it? I have. No, you haven't. Okay.
You just did your own little thing there. That was pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
There's some darn good fig spread.
Mm-hmm.
Fig
I'm spread pretty sure you said darn good, but whatever.
You did say darn good.
So
my mouth is full.
And your what is full? Your mouth?
My mouth.
Her mouth is full.
This is why I couldn't be on QVC because I can't eat and talk.
Yeah,
I'm just really happy right now.
Everybody's really happy
everyone's
right now.
Happy. Everyone's happy. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day wherever you are watching and listening to the podcast. It's unbelievable that this is what we do. It's a content for the podcast is four grown adults sitting around eating cheese as you listen and go, oh my God, do I have nothing else to do in my life? Is there nothing else I could be doing right now? Really? This is it? This is what you're doing. You're spending your time. Oh my! Turn your phone off and go be a productive citizen.
Go outside, stop. Get your own cheese.
No, what I do. No, you know what's great is what I'll do is I'll put the podcast on while I'm fishing, and I'm sitting there and I'm fishing and I can listen and not just ours, but I mean any other. I do.
What? You listen to our podcast?
I do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Because like
you did it.
I like to go back and hear
I'm with D. what I did wrong. Okay.
I do because I'll tell you what happens is I'll tell Stacy a story. I'll be like, oh, yeah, we were talking about hold on. And I'll just open up the app, and I'll play it. And then we just keep – I'll go to turn it off. She goes, oh, keep it going.
See, that's the thing. Now, D's wife doesn't care what we do here at all.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, you guys massacred this fig jam.
I don't care what we do here.
It was really good.
Is there any fig? I'd like to have some fig.
You can lick the.
Patrick stuck his finger in it.
Patrick, there's no telling what you've stuck your finger in. You can probably hear me. He has really great hips. My boy Bubba with the timing over there.
See, that's why you should stick around and listen to the podcast.
All right. Well, listen, everyone have a great rest of your day. If you are going to be at the LA County Air Show, please come by and say hi to us. You can't miss us.
We are going to be by the tent, if I'm not mistaken, noon to 2 for sure. And then, of course, we'll be all around the things. Line. But yeah,
And also, don't worry. Come up and talk to us. We're going to be looking at airplanes. Bubba, we're total airplane goobs, so we love it. So we're going to be looking at stuff. If we are, don't worry. Come on up and just go, hey, what's up, guys? Which one's Big D? Which one's Bubba? And that's how it starts, and then we'll go from there. So.
I have an announcement to make. I'm on the final piece of cheese.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my
Bubba.
God.
Oh, my God. Fire.
What's so terrible about that?
Nothing. That's a lot of cheese. There.
He has really great hips.
It was a
hips.
Big piece.
It was a big hunk.
How never much? Stops being funny to me. Because every time you play it, I think he's saying it. Because I'm not looking at him, and it just sounds like he's over there saying that. So great.
How much cheese was this?
We have the knife.
A lot of cheese.
This was, I just basically ate a good 7 ounces of horseradish cheese.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to come out as a pound and a half.
The podcast. The podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Anybody else got something to add before we close out here?
You're going to Jordan Davis.
Yes, Jordan Davis. If you're listening on a podcast app or stream or whatever, we have the Jordan Davis interview immediately following the little jingle here. Y'all ready?
All right.
Bye, everybody. We love you. We're going to eat some cheese now.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
It's really good.
I literally contributed nothing.
All gone.
Just eated the cheese.
Hey, Jordan Davis in studio with us. New album, Home State, is available this week. So it's exciting, man. A big week for you, and congratulations, brother. You sing all right, but your beard, Patrick, has such beard envy.
Oh, my God,
envy.
The beard envy is so strong.
Like, seriously,
it's insane.
He told me earlier, he goes, yeah,
that's solid,
I really...
Though.
He said, I really thought about maybe calling in sick today.
Yeah.
He's like, but I wanted to go. No, he's not sick. He's just, you know, tired.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, I just want to come in because Jordan's in and, you know.
Yeah. Any chance I get to be in near that magnificent beard.
Yeah.
Listen, no kidding. People say, well, how long are you going to grow your beard? What are you going for? I take my phone out and I Google Jordan Davis. And you have to put singer because there's like a basketball player. Named Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis singer, and this picture comes up.
That's it.
And I go, that's what I wish my beard looked like. If my beard looked like that,
the length is there.
Your length's there. It's just, you know.
Why is it that Jordan's looks more, because I'm looking, you're about as bushy on the side and whatever, but Jordan's looks better than yours. Like, for some reason, it looks more.
It's one color.
It's one color. That helps.
Is that what makes it look more well-kempt?
You could go like a Bill Robertson beard over there. Oh, yeah. You know, like the, you can get the gray, like the streaks.
When the gray started to come in, it really changed the whole look. You know?
But you started getting gray when you were, what, 20?
Well, my beard was black until like 3 years ago.
But your hair turned gray.
My hair turned gray when
at
I was 18? Like
14. Yeah. Okay. No.
Dang.
Then all of a sudden, when that started coming in gray, it started, look at it, it's just all white.
Yeah,
underneath.
Down on the bottom.
Soon
it's
I can
good.
Be Santa Claus.
Do you put all this stuff in your beard? And you,
yeah.
Don't you have to at this point?
Beard oil.
You have to use beard
what
oil.
What does beard oil even do?
Yeah, I know it makes it shiny. I really don't know what it like.
I mean, what does beard oil do that like shampoo couldn't do?
I don't know. Other
beard
than
oil
like,
is more like conditioner.
Yeah.
You know.
But they have just conditioned.
But I have a beard softener too that I got sent. So like it's like a shampoo, but like I guess it makes my beard softer. I don't know.
Has it become a thing now? People send you stuff because of your beard?
That is true. Yes.
A lot. Do you guys shampoo your beard?
I shampoo my beard.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Gotta use
good quality high shelf.
You know what the worst? Yeah. You know what the worst
Pro
part
B,
about
man.
It is though?
What
is brushing your teeth? You get like toothpaste
in your
beard.
Toothpaste in my mustache.
Well, that's why whenever I used to have my goatee back in the day, I started eating. I had someone teach me how to eat chicken wings.
Oh, without getting them everywhere?
Without actually putting them up to your mouth. It's like a way you peel it on the plate.
Oh, but you can't do that.
Oh, no, it's great.
He does it.
I still do it today. I don't have any facial hair, you know, and I still eat it that way.
Okay, you know how you like, you're going to, you remember in school you'd kick the little triangle football?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he puts it up.
I'll stand it up.
Stands it up, and he puts his finger on top. And then he takes his other fingers and he gets on the side of it where the meat is and he like
just
squeezes
slide it
and then
slides it down
and all the meat falls off.
And you don't have to get any food on it. So you're never messy when you eat chicken wings.
Except your hands.
So do you do ribs the same way? Like do you like pull the rib apart? Like do you ever take the rib to your mouth?
I do.
Really? That's crazy.
Dude, it's like eating with Richard Simmons.
Like, that's insulting. You don't know that Richard Simmons doesn't eat a chicken wing like a man.
You're right. I don't know. Jordan Davis is with us. We'll come back and talk a little bit of album and singles you up and Mo. Hang on. Jordan Davis is in the studio with us and looking forward to that new album coming out on the 23rd called Home State. So I wanted to share with you guys my favorite news story that happened. So my youngest son comes home and tells me that at school he
are you gonna be able to get through it?
I don't know,
this time?
Man. I'll try.
What is going on?
Okay, so he's in class and one of his buds. It's like a nonsense class. Like they're like playing games or something stupid. It's like there's no work being done, and so everyone's like on their phone. And so one of his buds is he's gonna FaceTime his girlfriend. So his girlfriend and her mom, you know, being a protective parent, everything that is texted to her daughter, she sees it on her phone, okay?
Mm-hmm. Did they know that?
No.
They do now, for
they
sure.
They do now. The daughter did, but the guy didn't. The boyfriend
didn't
know.
This is like already, my stomach's already tense.
Oh,
story.
God.
So he says, I'm gonna FaceTime this girl's name. And so he goes, okay, well, apparently, like, he's got, like, a couple of hairs on his chest. And, you know, that's, like, a big deal because you feel like
14.
A man.
Yeah.
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 So This kid he takes his phone and he FaceTimes and he pulls his shirt, like, you know, you kind of pull it up and then you pull it over your hair, over your head, but your sleeves are still on. Mm-hmm. You know, he does that and he goes, "Look how many chest hairs I got, baby." Well, what he didn't know is that not only did that go to the mom's phone, but the mom is a math teacher and she uses her phone on the display.
No! Yes.
So everyone in the math class up on the screen, it pops up with this kid. He goes, "Look at how much chest hairs."
Oh.
And the entire class is watching the math and they're seeing this kid.
Is this real?
This kid on the screen with his shirt up.
That's going, a kid who's going to be homeschooled now soon.
Oh, is it? No kidding.
Oh, it's the best. That's the best story ever. I'm like, "Are you kidding?" He's like, "No, it's great."
Straight out of a movie.
That, aren't you glad?
That is a nightmare.
Yeah, aren't you glad we didn't have that? Like, the worst thing that could happen to me when I was calling my girlfriend in high school is that her mom would, like, you know, they do pick that thing where they pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And listen.
And be listening.
Or, like, if I wasn't able to be on the phone past, like, 10 o'clock and I was talking, my dad would just come in and just hang the phone up.
Oh.
Just, like, click, you know.
Oh,
like, over.
Man.
That's so
But,
great.
Dad, you I made was, me hang up first.
Dad,
I didn't want to hang up first. The person who hangs up first doesn't
Dude, that
like
is,
you don't know what
that,
it's like. You just don't understand. Yeah.
God, that is a disaster.
Look at my chest hair.
Look
at
Oh, Gunner's like all through the hallways. Everyone's like, "Hey, man, let me see your chest hair.
Yeah,
let me
see those chest hair."
Congratulations on "Singled You Up," man.
Thank you.
Is I remember you came in where you're talking about it, and it's cool. It's neat, man, because we liked you when we first met you and, you know, get to know you better, and it's just music. This business is so hard to make it in.
Yeah,
and so, like, we didn't know if we would ever see you again. We thought maybe that was the last time.
Yeah,
and here you are. With a song that is just, I mean, it just blew up. It blowed up.
It's been crazy. I never would have thought in a million years this song's done what it's done. But you can just kind of put them out and hope that they make a connection. And this one's been one it's been pretty crazy. Even like the messages, like especially like a song like this, like I've gotten messages about, you know, like this song has helped me get through my breakup. And I'm just like, golly, I never thought anything about that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, But no, it's been great. I mean, it's been.
How's your family handling all this?
They're great. My mom calls me every week. "Where's your song at? Where's your song at?"
Oh, she's so, in.
Have
show.
You
discovered?
Oh,
she's in.
Have
it,
you
man.
Discovered those long lost cousins who need stuff yet?
No, I haven't had any of those.
Oh,
yet,
that it'll but, happen. Yeah. It'll happen, man. It'll be like, "Hey, remember me? It's your favorite cousin." Actually, they don't say "remember me." It's like, "Hey, it's your favorite cousin," and you're like, "Oh yeah, okay." And you're very excited that, you know, they called, and then 5 minutes into it. "Hey, listen, here's what I need."
So have you talked to your mom today?
I actually have.
Oh, really?
She's taking, my grandma is having a surgery tomorrow. So I called her this morning. They're going down to Houston. They live in Hemphill, Texas. So,
but we haven't talked to her. Can we talk to your mom?
Yeah, should we call her? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I didn't want to have to ask. Can we talk to your mom? Can we call her? Put her phone number there and we'll holler at her and say hi to her.
I left my phone.
You don't know your mom's phone number?
I don't know my mom's phone number either.
Wait. You don't know your mama's phone number.
You don't?
I don't.
Does anyone in this room know their parents' phone number?
I do. I know both
really?
My parents' cell phone numbers,
you know why?
And the house number.
Because Patrick and I love our parents.
No, I talked to my parents. I talked to my dad for 45 minutes yesterday. I talked to my parents every couple days, and I always hit the little button on the steering wheel and go, "Call mom."
Where's your phone?
It's in here.
Okay, can you go get phone?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Yeah. We're playing some Jordan Davis music right now.
Terrible son.
I know. I really like the other day. She got on me about that. She was like, "Do you not?" Well, it was actually my wife's. I don't know my wife's number. Either.
You don't know my
number. Oh my!
She's like my older brother. He knows it by heart.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know who her favorite son is?
Yeah.
Your older
I know
brother.
That.
Hello.
Hey, mama.
Hey,
what's
Jordan Davis' mama.
Hey, mom.
Hey, baby.
So you do know that your son does not know your phone number, right?
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I told you.
No, it doesn't.
Do you know his number by heart off of memory?
I do.
What is it?
Sure
no, actually, don't say that.
we're on the radio. Don't do it because then he has to change it.
You're older. You're older.
It's good that at least his mother knows not to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We heard that your older son does know your number by heart.
He does. He definitely does.
Is he your favorite?
Oh, Bubba.
I do not have a favorite. Please.
Seriously, though, Mom.
Lie. What a lie.
Come on.
What a lie.
Which one is easier to love, me or Jacob?
All of y'all. I have three great children. I'm very blessed.
Which one has a hit song on the radio?
Jordan.
Then that's
favorite.
The one you should love the most, right?
And I could not be prouder. I tell you, it's just it's awesome, and he's so deserving, and I'm so proud of him.
Did you know that at a young age that he was going to go music?
No, not at all.
What did you think he was going to be?
Well, you know, he loves sports, so I just really thought he might go into something, you know, I don't know professionally, but, and he's just such a fun, great guy to be around. I mean, he could just do anything he wanted to.
Yeah,
but I never in my wildest dreams thought he would go into music.
Yeah. Well, before we let you go, Jordan did want to read something he wrote to you. It comes from his heart, and he wanted to read it to you right now. Jordan, go ahead.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Go ahead, Jordan.
Okay.
Do you need music?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We're going to put music to it and a little echo also to make it better.
All right. This is from his heart. He was like, hey, guys, I know this sounds kind of weird, but I really love my mama, and I wrote this thing for he wrote this for you just this morning, and so here is your son to say this to you right now, Mom.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
It's Jordan, your favorite son. I was just calling to tell you how much I love you and how ready I am to see you at Easter. I love you. Again, your favorite son, Jordan.
Oh, wow. It's right from the heart. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I take what I can. I'm about to cry.
Now you're
that's
her
the
favorite.
Music. All the music
all
does
those,
that.
All those hours I stayed up writing that, it paid off.
Okay.
Well, we know you're proud of Jordan, and
he's very proud.
He's a good dude, and thanks for letting us take the call. And we understand that is it your mom who's having surgery or something today?
She is. We're driving to Houston today. So,
well, lots of prayers to her.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. We appreciate all the prayers.
All right. Love you, Mom. Love Granny.
I love you too, baby. I'm ready to see you.
I know.
Congrats on everything, and thanks so much, Big D and Bubba, for talking to myself.
I know, right? How crazy is that? We listened to him for I told him the last time we were in here. So
that's all I listen to is y'all. I love y'all's show.
Aww.
And thank you so much.
All right, you bet. All right, thanks. You're gonna make me cry.
You're
so
sweet. We love you.
Did you write us anything? Okay. Do you want to read something to us or no? Okay. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate
bye, Mom.
You. See ya.
Okay. I love you.
Bye. Well, man, congrats on everything. This is, I know, an exciting week with the home state and the album. And, man, it's just neat, man, to see people do stuff and dreams happen and all that.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on,
blah,
man.
Blah, blah.
I'm a huge fan, so.
Well, we are of yours, too, and Patrick is a fan of you.
I also want to mention that if you pre-order the album, that's a new word.
Dude, that's the second word he's
if
made.
If you pre-order the album from Jordan Davis, you can get some music. It's like four songs you get instantly, and then the rest on release day.
On Friday. Yeah.
All right. Oh, good stuff.
Get the album.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank y'all.